whenever I drive down that road which leads you into Ljubljana, I get nostalgic emotions. I went here when I was young. And the world was younger. Very encouraged to see the signs of natural growth which are taking place here. Tomorrow I will go into the restaurant and eat everything which is there in the restaurant. And I heard many things that you have good connections to the medias. I also heard that here in Slovenia, this program Yoga is Music, of which we will have a concert tomorrow evening, is just going very, very well. A lot of invitations come to the devotees to perform kirtan. And there are many, many things which I hear, how nice the connection to the government is here and how the devotees are progressing. And when I see Urukrama and his twin brother, Nitai Jivan, I believe, or Avinandan Nitai, something with Nitai, I was on the right. Avinandan Nitai, I feel just, wow, the world is still in order. I also saw Moksha Rupi and his wife and the two twins. Oh, now I get a garland, thank you. Thank you, Prabhu. Whew. In the winter, such a garland. My God. Krishna. I have brought today a subject to all of you. I sincerely feel that if you understand and apply what we will learn this evening, your whole devotional life will experience a change. It will almost be as if you switch on the light switch in your devotional life. And as a result, you will be enlightened when you leave the temple room. So I request that you are absolutely attentive and think about what you hear today and what you will see today, and talk with your friends about it. And God, I see there is a warning on the wall. Lectures from such and such time to such and such time. I will definitely try. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihaji Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari Sodananana Vrajajana Ranjana Sodhanandana Brajajana Dandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare 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 Krishna
Hare Krishna 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 Oh.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Gauranitai, 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 Jaya Gauranitai. Jaya Panchatattva, 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 Jaya Panchatattva. Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
We will read today a text from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 22nd chapter, verse 33. I have to just put my things here a moment. Let me describe to you, or let me tell you why we have chosen this verse today. Our subject matter today is Krishna Sambandha, or connection, deep felt connection with Krishna. This subject matter, Krishna Sambandha, is very, very dear to the devotee's heart. Srila Prabhupada, in his preface to Nectar of Devotion, says that there is a simple process, simple method, which will improve our life significantly. And he compares this method with a switch on a lamp. He says, just like when we use a switch on the lamp, immediately light is coming. So when we know this simple method of loving Krishna, he says, then our life will become enlightened. We just come from Belgium, my dear devotees, this Radhadesh castle. I think you must have seen photos of it. It's a beautiful castle in the midst of the Belgish Ardennen. It's called Ardennen. Ardennen. Ardennen? Ardennen. Something like this. It's the mountains. And we had for 2 days 12-hour kirtans. And after these 2 days were finished, many had lost their voices and developed a new slogan: I lost my voice in Radhadesh. You know, we always say, I lost my heart in Vrindavan. So this is, I lost my voice in Radhadesh. Huh? And after this, we did, just like we did last year, a kirtan convention. And in this kirtan convention, we wanted to show the devotees how to chant the kirtan with a deep sense of connectedness and then feel devotional ecstasies. We showed the devotees a simple 3-step method. Because we said, enough of disconnected singing, we must be connected. A little while ago, a friend phoned me from America, and it was a nice conversation, but 5 times we were disconnected. And that created a lot of disturbance. So in bhakti, in devotional service, you know, we don't want to be disconnected from Krishna. We have already been disconnected for 5 million lifetimes, maybe, or more. And we want to again be connected. How can there be communication without connection? Not possible. Just like when someone phones us and the connection breaks, the communication breaks. So if we become disconnected from Krishna, the connection breaks, then the communication breaks. No relation, no yoga, no bhakti yoga. So we explained these things, and then we did kirtan. My dear devotees, that was such a good kirtan. I was seeing the devotees and how they became absorbed and more absorbed and still more absorbed. And today, I want to share some of this method, how to connect with Krishna with you. Now, we will start with a verse. I cannot imagine that it's written down. And, is it in... Oh, it is. Krishna has been kind to all of us. Krishna to mahana yadi bale eka bada. Yes, that was the Mataji's side. The boys were silent. Can you see, or maybe difficult, huh? Maybe you want to all the boys move a little up, because we will show a few things, and when you, not that you have like a broken neck at the end of the class. Trying to see. Krishna to mahana yadi bale eka bada. Maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para. Krishna to marhana yadi bale eka bara. Maya banda hoite Krishna tare kare para. Rama Prabhu, it would be the best birthday present for me if I can hear you chanting this verse. too difficult to see. Acha. So we need a representative of Uru Krama. It can also be a female representative, because the Matajis can see much easier. Yes, there's only one Ukrama, I know. I also feel like this. Okay, let's go then immediately to the translation. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya. Wow, this is a good program. One is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya. You know, clutches, it means like, you know. So, one is immediately freed from the clutches of Maya if he seriously and sincerely says, "My dear Lord Krishna, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in the material world, today I'm surrendering unto you. I am your sincere and serious servant. Please engage me in your service." A few verses before, Prabhupada had written in a purport something which is very much connected with this. He says, "It is a fact that every living entity is eternally a servant of Krishna. This fact is forgotten due to the influence of Maya, which induces one to believe in material happiness. If someone is put in illusion by Maya, They think that material happiness is the only desirable object. This material consciousness is like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. As long as he is bound to that conception, he cannot get out of Maya's clutches. No, when this concept of this idea, I can become happy in this material world, is there, it's like a chain around the neck of the conditioned soul. However, if by Krishna's mercy he gets in touch with a bona fide spiritual master, abides by his order and serves him, engaging other conditioned souls in the Lord's service, he then attains liberation and Lord Krishna's shelter. You know, what is this chain which we have around our neck? This anatomical chain. It is actually our own conditional nature by which we identify with that which is unreal. I believe many devotees who sat on the seat before me have told you about this, the power of this conditioned nature, by using an analogy which Prabhupada quotes in his verse. It's about King Indra, the heavenly king who rules the whole universe and who gets somehow, because of his sensual activities, he gets cursed and has to take on the body of a pig, a male swine. Swini, I think we say. Swinya. 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 I said the wrong word. Svinya. He becomes a Svinya. Imagine. One day he's the king of heavens, eating the best dishes cooked by the most talented devatas, enjoying the most cultural programs you can imagine, sitting on a throne with a white parasol above it. You know, having pleasures, heavenly pleasures, which are described in religious literature as being identical with a paradise. Ooh, and then he wakes up one morning, oops, and is a svinya. This is quite traumatic. So he somehow begins to identify with his new body and lives a conditioned life. That means he eats and sleeps and makes a family just like this species in which he is now. Does it, you know, forgotten all the culture. The culture is forgotten. So then one day Brahma is visited by a delegation of devatas who all say, we need our king back. A country with, or a universe without a king is like a body without a soul. Nothing works any longer. Can you please convince Indra to return? And Brahma thinks that should be easy. And he comes flying down on his royal swan carrier and stops Indra. He's just going somewhere and says, Indra. Indra looks at Brahma and begins to smell Brahma's sandalwood fragrance. And Brahma tells him, I've got news, your time is up, the curse is over, return to your kingly position. But Indra just decides Brahma doesn't smell good. He has other tastes now, and just ignores him and walks his way. And Brahma again tries to convince him, King of heavens, leave your illusory pleasure in the mud. Indra just hears the words, they are communicated to him, but he just doesn't want to move. Now, then finally Brahma decides to change his form by heavenly magic, it's white magic, and he becomes a farmer, and he comes with an instrument which is used to slaughter pigs, and say, okay, Indra, this is the time for slaughter. We slaughter first your wife, then the children, and then you. And he does it, actually. He finally approaches Indra, and then Indra, who's totally frightened, he wakes up and says, no, please, I'm the king of heaven. I'm here because of some curse. And Brahma then changes back into his form of Brahma and said, okay, are you now ready to come? Yes, 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 thank you. I mean, in Buddhistic tradition, this is called enlightenment by shock. There were Buddhistic masters who would go amongst their meditating monks, and they would fire a gun. And the poor monks were so shocked that they had enlightenment. They understood this world is nothing, you know. So it's an ancient tradition to do this. So don't be shocked, and hopefully your spiritual master has never to do something like this with you. enlightenment by shock. So Indra understood and returned. But it was very difficult to break that chain, the chain of the conditioned nature. When great devotee says, oh my Lord, it's so difficult for people to give up their conditional nature by which they identify with that which is unreal. You know, if Indra already had difficulties, if he thought the life of being I hate to say it, but to be in this four-legged form of life afforded him pleasures for eating nice, for having nice family life, for having a good and cheap fungo, you know, fungo treatment. Fungo is a mud treatment which you can get in the spa. So he had free mud. You know, he thought, this is so good. I want to stay here. I'm ready to change the paradisical pleasures of heaven for my fungo mud bath. You know, this is so difficult to give up what we are doing if we identify with it and think it's real. So all of us may not be, I mean, we are in human bodies, but principally we have the same situation. We have a certain conditioned nature which makes us to identify with our temporary roles in this body, which makes us take our life so absolutely serious, and the pleasures and pains are all what absorbs us. So this conditioned nature can only be given up if you connect yourself with Krishna and understand, I am Krishna, I'm your eternal servant. I belong to you. I don't belong to this world. I don't really belong to the role which I play at the moment. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm not a Slovenian, nor am I a German. You know, you have to feel that I'm not this unreal role, and then connect with Krishna from that place where you disidentify with the unreal, and then come into a firm bond which binds you to Krishna. You know, everyone has this conditioned nature, and Prabhupada describes it to be like iron chain. And we want to change this and have such a chain around our neck, tulsi beads, which identify us as servants of Krishna. But we need to, for really living such a life, you need to every day just make the connection. I am not the body, I'm not this role which I play at the moment, and I'm the eternal part of Krishna, and he is my merciful Lord. Like, you know, the servants of Krishna, they go with Krishna, they go to Krishna each morning, and they do the different services for Krishna, like helping him to take a bath. You know, they bring hot water. They bring water from the Yamuna. Then they heat it if it's winter time, and they cool it if it's summer time. And then they do various services for Krishna, like carrying his flutes behind him when he walks into the forest of Vrindavan. And some carry Krishna on their shoulders when they play. So, although we don't yet know what will be our eternal service and our eternal identity, maybe we are not in Dasya Rasa, in the Rasa of servanthood, but we do know we belong to Krishna. And this, what we experience now, is a false role. It is not real. It is false. During our life, this sambandha reflects in a certain meditation which is given in the Bhagavatam. In the Bhagavatam, you have one great king, his name is Maharaj Nimi, who's very serious in spiritual life. And as you know from your own life, when one is becoming very serious in his or her spiritual life, at such a time, Krishna will send devotees to you. My dear devotees, when you want answers in your life, and you have to look to devotees, because Krishna speaks to the devotees. Here's a picture. It's a little small, but some of you are still very young and have eyes like eagles. Here you see the king, and then some extraordinary devotees come. They're called the Nava Yogendras. Yeah, nine cosmic sages. And these Navayogendras, they tell him, "My dear king, you need to know one thing. You will always be fearful and in anxiety." How do we say anxiety in Slovenian language? Esnoba. Tesnoba. Wow. Tesnoba. That sounds like stress, you know. Isn't it? Tesnoba. My God, this is such a good word. I have to learn this. No, better I don't learn it. You always we will be in Tesnoba. If you If you keep on identifying with the unreal, with the material body and the material energy, you must see yourself as a servant of Krishna. And then they chant one mantra for him, which is very good, which is supposed to be chanted each night by the Vaishnavas before they go to bed.
Kayena vacha manasendiyeva budhyatmana vanushrita svabhavat karoti yat yat sakalang parasmai narayaneti samapayettat.
In accordance with the particular nature which one has acquired in conditioned life, one should offer to the Supreme whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness. One should offer that. You know, when you go, I will tell you a little more later, and one should think, this is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. This is how you make a relationship with him. Whatever you do this for Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur takes this principle to a very far extent. He says, if you brush your tsubas, tsuba means tsube, if you brush your tsubes, then you should think this is for the pleasure of the Lord. Everything you do, you should just do it for the pleasure. Were you ever in love? Does this exist in Slovenia? When you really feel that loving emotion, you want to please the other person. When you go and buy something, you think, I will buy some banana for the person whom I like. You know, you will dedicate what you do for the person. So if you want to be in a loving relationship with Krishna, you have to learn to do this. This is for the pleasure of Lord Narayan. And do your activities here is a comment. It says, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said that a person who engages all the activities of his body, the mind, the words, the intelligence, ego and consciousness in the service of the Supreme Lord cannot be considered to be on the same level as a kami working for his personal sense gratification. Although apparently he is still a conditioned soul, but because he offers the fruits of all his activities to the Lord, he cannot be longer touched by the countless miseries that arise from the reactions to materialistic activities. So this idea of making a relationship with Krishna, it starts in doing service for Krishna. You know, I have heard this in the old times when I was young and the world was younger. Sometimes in the temple, a brahmachari would like to marry. This happened. And I do remember we heard from England. In England there was a very strong leader that when there was a relationship manifesting, there should be service. So in the first week, the brahmachari was allowed to... No, wrong. The brahmacharini was allowed to offer one sandesh to the brahmachari, so that a relationship would develop. Some service. And then washing clothes and everything else developed. You know, service will help to develop a relationship. No? So in the Krishna conscious
In that when you want to enter a sambandha, a relationship with Krishna, you can serve him with that meditation. If you want to read this verse in your personal reading time, here it is for you. 11th canto, 2nd chapter, text 36. So I would now like to teach you a simple method how you can develop in your singing or kirtan a relationship with Krishna. I need the light to be switched out for this. And we will see first some scenes of devotion. In the meantime, Sebastian will get ready on the harmonium and rock on the mridanga. I would like to show you now some little scenes of devotion which will bring to your consciousness a little bit how you can offer with the body, the mind, the consciousness something to Krishna. This is a little flower basket in a leaf which is offered to Mother Ganga by the pilgrim who goes. Here you see Mother Ganga swirling and dancing from the mountains of the Himalaya into the, you know, this Haridwar, into the plains of India. And here you see her. What a fresh stream. Sometimes devotional service is compared to Mother Ganga because of the freshness, the stream of devotional service in which one should enter. If you want your life to be successful, ring the bell, ping, and then enter the stream of Mother Ganga. On Mother Ganga's bank, there are many caves, and I want to show you this one here, which we have visited. It's the sage, it's the Vashishta Gufa, the cave of Saint Vashishta, because it was known in old times that one should sit at the banks of Mother Ganga, and although the body may remain there, one should in his mind into the stream of devotional service. These are two devotees at the bank of Mother Ganga. They are friends of ours. Oh, can you see this? It looks like the town of the Devas, isn't it? Or Shambhala. Isn't it, Rajitani? It's Bhararikashrama. There's the queen of the Himalayas. What is the name of this mountain again, please? No, it's Neelakant. Right, Neelakant. Thank you. We were there. These were photos which One of us, Param Dharma, who was in our pilgrim group, did. We walked over this mountain. And again, this is a central theme of this little thing. The stream of devotional service. Whenever dirty water enters Ganga here, it becomes immediately transformed into Ganga itself. Did you know this? All the dirt leaves, oxygen comes, it becomes full of prana. That happens when you offer the activities of your mind and your senses to Krishna. These are some scenes from the mountains which we have brought for you. Now we will go to another place of devotion, that were the banks of the Ganga in the Himalayas. If we go through these doors, we will go to Vrindavan. please follow me to Giriraj. This is a Slovenian devotee called A.C. Baba or Ananda Chaitanya, you know, the who does Dandavat Parikrama. Just look at how a Slovenian can be transformed by the dust of Vrindavan. This is one cow which we met on Dandavat Parikrama. And I think you know to whom these peacock feathers belong, to which crown. In Vrindavan, everything, the mountains, the animals, and also the Brijbasis remind us of Krishna. This is a little boy called Abhishek. I gave him his first teddy bear. This is a place where devotion is there in a liquid form. It's Yamakund, and just a little opposite is Radhakund. It said the love of Radha and Krishna are in these two ponds. Mystical Radhakund. Either you enter the stream of Ganga or the stream of the Krishna consciousness in Vrindavan, the idea is always the same. The same idea which this saint has. Saint offers something, flowers, for Krishna. To attain this sambandha or connection is possible when you offer your mind and your body and your senses consciously and stop this connected. Stop this disconnected service. Let us follow in the footsteps of those who have understood this secret which turns everything full of light. This secret of Sambandha, Krishna Sambandha. Jai Sri Radhe. Here's another place where this devotion is there in liquid form. It's Govindakund. You can see those who take their bath there are also offering something to establish connection. And the pujari rings the bell. He wants to establish connection. Hear me, hear me. I'm offering this. Please listen to the sound of the bell, which says, this is for you. When a devotee chants on his beads or her beads, she wants to establish a connection. Please listen. This chanting is for you. The whole idea of bhakti is yoga, bhakti yoga, the connection through love and devotion. Visiting the holy places and praying under the trees of Vrindavan for connection, connection to Radha and Krishna, can help us to go into Krishna Sambandha. Do you know these deities? They are the most beautiful Radha Kanayalal. My dear devotees, this simple point of purposefully going into sambandha or connection is the light which switches everything on and changes everything. It's the soul of our spiritual activities. And when the soul of being in connection is not there, everything is as if it is without any light. Imagine this photo and the light goes out. You don't see anything any longer. So when the connection breaks and there's power cut, you don't see bhakti any longer, which illuminates our life. So I want to now, towards the end of this presentation, it's not the complete end, but the almost the end, request you all to sit tall. We will do now a simple connecting exercise. We will do a kirtan, but we will do it in a connected way. First of all, I request you to just connect to what is here. Just please look around a little bit, because soon I will ask you to concentrate. Maybe look at this beautiful, beautiful photo which has been photographed by no ordinary person. It's so good. For the holy name to be actually the holy name, you need to bring in your mind the two together, Krishna and the holy name. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati says, one may vibrate the sound of the holy names, but it may not actually be the holy name. The holy names and the Lord are non-different. Those who lack knowledge of the relationship between the servant and Krishna, the object of service, cannot cross beyond material life and reach the platform of love for Krishna. Huh? You need to know, to connect with Krishna while you do your devotional service. We will now simply breathe a little bit consciously. Breathe in and out. When you breathe in, tell yourself in your mind, in. And when you breathe out, tell yourself in your mind, out. In this way, connect to your ingoing and outgoing breath. Just learn to first of all connect with your breath. And whenever you breathe out, relax a little bit more. Some of you Slovenian bhaktas are very tense inside. Ooh. You need to relax. Think now of three spiritual personalities who have inspired you in your spiritual life. These should be extraordinary personalities. You've read about them in the scriptures. Maybe in the Krishna book. Or maybe in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Three persons who have inspired you in your spiritual life. All these three persons have one difference to an ordinary person. They are connected. They are not disconnected. We will now sing the Maha Mantra in a connected way. We will use the verse which we have chanted in the beginning. O Krishna, O my Lord, although I have forgotten you for so many long years in this material world, today I'm turning to you. I'm your sincere and serious servant. Please accept me in your service. We put our heart into our expression, our singing. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
a little bit more from the heart.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama
Together, please.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Rama. Hare. One more time, your last time. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Bring your arms up. Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Haibo, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Even the ghosts of Chibel Tova are starting to chant. Can we have the light, please? If you are a philosopher, please take this verse with you home. The verse says, in accordance with the particular nature which one has acquired in one's life, one should offer to the Supreme whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness. And one should think, this is for the pleasure of you, my Lord. Yes. If you are not so philosophical, you can remember that if you, while chanting, you know, make a connection like please accept me, then it's like a switch which puts light in your life. And if this is too much for you to remember, you can just remember one word, connect. And it's sure, if you apply this to your life, especially to the Yuga Dharma of chanting the holy name, there will be a tremendous difference. I think we all appreciated that last photo, you know, where there was coming light out of this dark temple. And that light, which switches on, is really the light of Radha and Krishna's presence in our heart. And they become present at the time when you really learn to engage your activities, whatever you do, and bring them in connection with Krishna. Even if you take care of your children, you can think, I'm helping these children to grow up so that they can find the Lord in their own heart when it's time for them to continue their spiritual journey, which they have already begun in previous lifetimes. No? When you go and learn your lessons in the university, you can remember, I want to learn this so that I can in my life take a, you know, an occupation which
helps me to maintain and support a devotional life. It is not. This is what Prabhupada taught us always, to connect everything to Krishna, which he did. That was his lesson to us. He said, "I'm using the typewriter. Some other saints would not use it. I'm using." He said, "When you go to a sadhu and offer him money in India, sometimes they will go, 'No, I'm not taking it because money entangles me.' But the devotee will say, 'Yes, you can give. I will build a temple for Krishna.'" This idea of consciously making the sambandha, the connection, will really help your life to become very empowered and happy devotees. I want you now to do just something for 2 minutes. It's really 2 British minutes. German minutes are not good any longer when it comes from Sachinandan Swami. Turn to a neighbor, just someone who's next to you. It doesn't need to be your best friend. It just can be your neighbor. I will ask you a question. You need to find a partner A, huh? A partner B. If it's more convenient, you can also go in groups of three if you just sit in a way which is difficult. You found someone, Savita? Who has not yet found a partner, please raise your hand and look around if there's someone, some other lonely soul. You all found. Here's the question. Please discuss with your partner something which you have experienced in your life when you connected with Krishna consciously. Be specific. Something, some experience. Maybe you prayed and something happened. Maybe you sang in kirtan just now and you felt, wow, this works for me. Or, you know, whatever it is, maybe you were traveling through Alaska on a sledge drawn by huskies, you know, and you understood, my God, I never reach the goal if I don't pray now and connect, you know. Just share something which is alive with you. Please start now. There will be little time, so you have to be a little fast because it's late. Hare Krishna, I see some of you have enlivened discussions. Maybe you want to continue with these discussions after the class. I want to end here and sincerely thank you for your attention, your participation. And I really want to recommend you take this home with you, this sambandha, Krishna sambandha. Making a conscious effort to do this with a relationship, not to enter a relationship using your mind, your body, your senses and all. I would like to make one announcement. We will have tomorrow a Yoga is Music program. Yoga is Music is a program which is meant mainly for newcomers, for new people who have not yet had the
you know, who are not yet practicing Krishna consciousness or kirtan or chanting the divine names, but who have an interest, a genuine interest in spirituality. We have a hall tomorrow which is a little bit, we are not sure, you know, it might be too small. We fear that it is actually too small. Therefore, I sincerely request the devotees and friends to wait maybe a little outside the hall, and in this way allow those yoga people and other interested people to take their seats first, and then afterwards, when they are seated, you can then see that you find a place. After all, we are accustomed to sit even in narrow situations. We have learned this in many Sunday feasts. Many of us go into a small place because we have practiced the mystic art of coming into too small. So please, the devotees and friends who are practicing, give how do you say this in English? Priority. Give a priority of choice to the people who come new. That would be very kind of you and would ensure that our guests feel very comfortable and safe and can concentrate on the concert and see the good things, the beneficial parts for them in their lives, and leave the program hopefully enriched and hopefully inspired to continue more with kirtan. Good. All the best for each one of you. Practice this well in your life. You can start already when you go to bed. Before you sleep, you say, I'm my dear Lord, I'm now sleeping for you, so that I'm tomorrow well rested for my chanting or my spiritual practices and so on. And like this, just practice it. You will see it really works. It really makes a difference. Svenai Volye, Hare Krishna, and Lakunoch, Haribo.
Prasadam tukaj v...